Well, I'm here. I like my life before that, before this hearing, and I'd like it to be the same when I leave. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Anyone else that signed up?
Rex Burris, 1181 Skyview Drive. They've already touched on the water. I've been here over 30 years. When I came to Skyline, there was no Fall Creek Resort. There's no Welk Complex, no Point Royale. All that's been developed since I've been here. We've already had problems with the water and water pressure. You can imagine how many people live just in that little area. Our water pressure's terrible. You can't take a shower in the morning. It's already taxed. Another concern is the noise issue. I know there's supposed to be some kind of a berm. We never did find out what the berm consists of. I don't know if anybody knows. That's going to be another issue, especially if the gentleman just spoke that his property backs right up to the development. And then the road, a school bus really doesn't even fit on a road or a dually. That road's been widened a foot on each side since I've moved here. It's still too narrow. It's a hazard. And then trying to get on 265 coming out of the subdivision, if we're going to have more traffic there, can create a traffic jam as well. We have several concerns. And so we appreciate you letting us speak and have our concerns known. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that might be it. Is that everyone that signed up to speak? I think so, Mike. You want to come back up and respond to?
So I'll just go, I guess, point by point as I can remember. But as far as the traffic, I didn't do a memorandum for this project, given its size, but I did one for a similar project I have tonight, which is 16
Mike,
minutes.
I'm sorry. Do you mind just taking a seat for 1 second?
Okay.
Do you mind showing the slide of the, is this the one where you have the slides of the other individuals that weren't able to make, that sent emails in?
So the ones that sent the emails, I pulled their addresses and it's these ones highlighted in yellow, including that one. Let me just enlarge it.
Sorry, Mike. This was one point.
So these were the ones that sent the email. And the addresses I were hearing were in between these, except for the gentleman that lived right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And those are the ones we have.
Yeah, those right. are the ones that were in on your desk.
I just wanted you all to know that we did get those and have those on file. So.
And probably a half mile south of that yellow is all of us here tonight.
Okay. Shared that. Come on up, Mike. Sorry. Sorry. Just in full transparency.
So, like I was saying, I didn't do a traffic letter given the size of the project, but I did do one for another project I have here tonight, which is similar in nature, and it's 16 units, and it would be, those would be 3-bedroom units, so that'd be 48 units. And if you do the calculations using ITE, trip generation, which is the standard for determining traffic volume from a project. So it's pretty specific what you can select, and this is residential, which would be a planned unit development. And its peak hourly is 6 vehicles in an hour, and 3 out, and that would be peak, meaning your morning rush and your afternoon home. So, although it appears to be significant, really the movements in and out won't be that great. So the impact to the area will be minimal. And in general, given it's a destination or a resort, they're most likely going to make a left. If you're going to look at turning movements out of the resort, they're going to make a left. And they're either going to go down Animal Safari or they're going to go back out onto 265. So,
I need everyone I'll vacate the entire room if you don't respect the process and allow him to respond to this.
So that's really all I have or can mention on traffic. You know, that it's a fairly small project. With the water, I've been in conversation with American Water. Obviously, they have a new improvement there. They put the standpipe in. So they're trying to accommodate need. There doesn't appear to be any kind of demand issue, according to my conversation with American Water. And if you look at the demand that's created by the, or that will be created by the development, it's 5 units. And typically, when you do a calculation, the rule of thumb would be 1 gallon a minute per unit. So if you're going to say, well, this is a vacation unit, the loading's a little higher. If you went to 2, it would add 10 to 12 gallons a minute of flow for a potable use for the project. And just to give you an idea of what that is, like a typical residential home on a well, if you discharge out of a garden hose, that's usually about 8 to 12 gallons a minute, to give you an idea of the water usage for that project. And, you know, obviously there's an economic benefit to the project. You know, it's construction projects, it's material purchases, it's a real estate transaction, it's a land sale, it's all these things. And part of the purpose of Table Rock Lake, it was created, one, to generate power, two, to control flood, and three, to stimulate economic activity. As you can see, if you zoom out from the picture, you have Chateau Cove, Chateau Mountain, you have Majestic Point, you have the 6 earlier lots that are going to be vacation rental, and you can see what the target is. It's the view of the lake, and that's the desirability of that lot. It's the view of Table Rock Lake. So it's location, location, location. And there may be 165 acres somewhere, but it's of no interest if you can't see the lake. So that's the point of that location. So, you know, and the only thing I have to say, I guess, to end it is the only constant is change. I mean, 2 years ago, Chateau Cove didn't exist, and now that it's there. So it's part of the economic development of the area. It's going to continue, and it's going to happen. And I think it's only a benefit to the community in general. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Let's see if there's any questions for you. Do we have any questions for the applicant representative?
Mike, I only got one question.
Sure.
Sewage, you're connecting into Branson.
No, we have this is in the county, and we're going to use a 3,000-gallon-a-day septic system, which is allowable by code. And I've been on the phone with Suti. It's all good. The soils are, we've had the soils tested, and it's all compliant.
Any other questions?
I'll do any improvement to the road, the widening,
anything like that? No, you know, we're just going to, the proposed improvement is the project. There's been no requirement to improve Skyline Drive.
You don't plan on accessing off of 265 at all?
I don't think topography would allow, and then you have to deal with MoDOT. So you have to consider site and stopping site distance and all that stuff. So we're working on a project in close proximity to that, and MoDOT declined the access permit. So I would expect that, you know, you could see from the topographic map, there's probably 30 feet of fall from the high point of that lot to 265,
mm-hmm.
which is, it's not really doable.
There are a lot of topo lines there.
Yeah, there's...
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Sir,
the public portion has been closed for this. We're back with the applicant, okay? Any more for the applicant or amongst ourselves to comments, questions? This isn't a special use permit, so we don't go by the specific questions, although the same guidance, you know, it would seem like would guide us if it's, you know, generally compatible with other properties in the area.
How many feet to the stop sign would your entrance be?
I don't have that distance off the top of my head. I hate to guess.
Where is the stop sign?
At the intersection.
Okay.
I can measure and get you a rough estimate.
Yeah, just, it's about... It's about right here.
Right here?
I need, sir, I need you to look at me. If you, one more outburst and you're gone, okay? I need you all to respect, we've allowed you time to speak. You need to allow him time to do what he's here to do and allow us to vote. And you guys have clapped through it. And you continue to make comments, and enough is enough. Are we all on the same page to finish this out? We've got a lot of people in the room, other projects we've got to move to. I think we've been more than fair to you and ask the respect in return.
So from a site plan that he presented, about 219 feet to that junction of Skyline Road and Animal Safari.
That answer you.
And I have a little latitude on location. You know, I can move that driveway, you know, either way, if it were to help.
Is there a, does Animal Safari and Skyline both have a stop sign there at that?
I do not know.
I can't remember. That's what I thought.
No. Engineer.
Any comments, questions amongst ourselves to get comfortable to make a motion for or against the application?